Southeast Radio's morning mix. Southeast
Radio. Well, the whole area of fertility is back on the agenda on Southeast Radio's morning mix again. And once more, I'm joined by Siobhan in studio, Siobhan Keogh, but she hasn't come alone. First of all, I say good morning to you, Siobhan, though. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for asking me to come back on. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
And Aoife has come with you, and I'll bring Aoife into the conversation in just a few moments' time. But first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself again. Just remind us, please.
Okay, yeah. For anyone that doesn't know me, I've a bit of a background, but I'll try and just summarise it. So I started off as a nurse and a midwife many moons ago now, and I was the first midwife, to my knowledge, to work in an IVF clinic here in Ireland. And I worked in Ireland, England and Australia as a midwife. And I did feel we looked at symptoms, not the root cause. So then I went on to study Chinese medicine for 5 years, looking deeper for answers. And right. And that was back in 2001. Then I worked in 3 hospitals in China. But even after doing all this study in Western and Chinese medicine, I would say nature is my biggest teacher. Okay. And my work is around helping people to work with the nature of their bodies and to trust the nature of their body intelligence. The body is always on our side.
And you, through your methods, you believe, Aoife is going to bear it out now because she's here in studio with me, you have helped people get pregnant.
Yeah. A big part of my work, Alan, has been fertility work and helping people help themselves, really. And I've probably helped, I would think it's thousands at this stage. It's been many years. And I qualified as a midwife in 95 and then self-employed since 2001, and it's my privilege to help people with all different types of fertility and health issues since then. Okay. And Aoife's she's a real star coming on to give hope here now.
Well, she
today,
is.
Yeah.
And Aoife, you and your partner Gavin had 3 miscarriages, is that right?
Yep, and started in 2019. 3 miscarriages, which was absolutely awful, especially for anybody out there or have family members going through it, I suppose.
What stage were they at, Aoife?
I found out on the first one that I think I was nearly, it stopped growing at 7.5, 8 weeks, but I found out nearly 9.5 at 10 weeks that it hadn't.
That was the first one.
Yeah, we seen a heartbeat, and then on the last scan, then I didn't see any heartbeat anymore.
Okay, and then how shortly after that was it when you got pregnant again? And
the 6 months after that, and then, so it was, I lost 3 over 18 months, and then eventually we're lucky enough to have 1, yeah. Right. So it is, it's like, I can't even describe how it feels. Anybody, it's like this club that you're after joining that no one seems to know about, and all of a sudden when people find out you've had a miscarriage, people come out of the woodwork to tell you silently that they've had theirs. And I can't believe that it's really so common.
How did it affect Gavin? Because, I mean, I have friends whose partners had baby miscarriages, and one of my friends said to me, no one ever asked me how I feel, because it must affect Gavin as well.
Of course it does. But he was quite, like, Gavin is very good, he was quite strong, but by the third one now, he had to take a week off work because he was, emotionally affects you so much as a couple as well. And there's so many different things that happened, but it actually brought us closer together, I would think, the 3 losses did.
Did it? Yeah. It didn't drive you apart, it brought you together.
No.
So what happened then that eventually...
So the thing, I think that there's a couple of turning points I would find. So I went to, what Siobhan would call like a Western doctor, like a normal doctor's.
Please don't mention the names now. Yeah.
No,
yeah, okay.
I won't.
Yeah.
And everyone was lovely. Everyone was really nice. But I got a prescription for hormones or whatever is on the prescription. But no one had actually looked at me. Like, so no one had checked me over. They never asked about Gavin, who was the other 50%. So why, I couldn't understand why I'd got a prescription. No one had checked me, but no one else had asked to see my partner. Right. So how can you make a justification of a prescription when you haven't seen the whole story? Yeah. And that's why I went to Siobhan, because Siobhan took it from a whole different emotional perspective, and it made sense, the whole piece about we're only 50% of the embryo. And then I also read the book Spirit Babies. My friend gave me the book Spirit Babies, And if anybody's going through this out there at the moment, I would recommend to buy the book.
Because you had no problem actually getting pregnant, did you?
No problem getting pregnant, but I was one of those people that I always like a plan. I'm always the person that's organising different events, different activities. My energy was going out searching in a fight or flight mode all the time without really realising that was my personality.
So for Siobhan, the problem was, in some cases you talked to me about the failure to get pregnant, but in the case of Aoife and Gavin, there was no problem getting pregnant, it was holding on to baby.
It's recurrent miscarriage, and I've treated so many couples at this stage that have had one or four or seven miscarriages, and so for me, treating and preventing miscarriage is always done preconceptually.
So the emphasis in our conversation this morning is, as you say, recurrent miscarriage. So what did you do that helped Aoife and Gavin eventually? Was it a little boy or a little girl?
Little girl.
She's two now, is she?
She's two now. But at the time, it was pre-COVID, and Siobhan had her, you had your office space in Gorey, and I remember walking in thinking, oh my God, this woman better be able to help us. And all the pictures on the wall were all thank you cards, and there must have been like 100 thank you cards of pictures of little babies. And I was like, this woman obviously can help people, because why are they sending their thank you cards with their pictures on them?
Oh, thanks, Aoife.
So look, I'm looking at the clock, I'm looking at the time frame I have with you. What did you do?
Well, my work is around helping people help themselves. The big block that I'm seeing with fertility is what I call ancestral subconscious stress, the stress that we all carry from one generation to the next. As I mentioned on the last interview, that it's like animal breeders understand this, you know. And it's like, I lived with a dairy farmer years ago, and if there was a bull that was angry, a farmer would just get rid of the bull, because that anger, that stress would keep coming down. So when I looked at Aoife and Gavin, first I looked at their tongues. I diagnosed through the tongue, and I could see Aoife was what I called the empath golden girl, and her energy was all going out, and her body was tired. She was running, as she says herself, on flight and fight. Actually, every woman that I've seen with recurrent miscarriage is this empath golden girl. The empath gives too much, the golden girl gives too much. Constant organising, doing, and this reflects in the body
empath
intelligence.
Empath golden girl.
Yeah, so naturally empathic, very kind, very giving, but giving too much. So imagine the analogy, you have 100 hertz of energy, and that energy has to do your mind and your physical body. And we need the energy to go in and to preserve maybe 5 to 10 hertz for this future baby. Aoife and Gavin were probably running on 160 hertz. They were running on energy that wasn't there.
So how did you address that then?
With Siobhan's help, you have to adjust it to suit yourself. So I used to go I'd never spend much time on my own. I used to spend an awful lot of time out in nature, which sounds a bit boring, I suppose, to some people, but I wouldn't bring my phone with me. I'd actually be living in the moment. Yeah. So a big part of how we got there was not thinking about the next day, not thinking about tomorrow, bringing my energy back in, spending time with your partner, without other people. I did a gratitude journal. I still do that even 4 years. Well, I started 4 years ago. I still do that every day, because it changes the energy in your life.
Yeah.
And we made health choices as well, you know, because Siobhan would talk about certain health choices that we would make. And I, when it came to the third, when it came to my pregnancy with my baby, with the little girl that I have now, I didn't do a pregnancy test till I was 10 weeks, because I lived in the moment. I wasn't testing around the time I thought my period was due, because I kept living in the day. And I think when you live in your moment of your life and you're not thinking about the future.
Right. So what else did you do? Because I'm going to have to round it off now in just a second. But what else did you do apart from what we've just discussed there?
Spending time with myself. The other thing I used to do was I used to not book holidays. I used to not buy clothes. I'd say, oh, they won't fit me because I'll be pregnant soon. I won't go on that holiday. I could be pregnant soon.
So your whole mindset changed
the way you live your life. Yeah.
And maybe if you're happy to explain, I did another session with Aoife and Gavin about a week and a half ago, where I helped them to connect to what I call your source energy, the body intelligence, and how the body can heal itself. Would you be happy
to talk a little bit
about that, Aoife?
Okay.
Yeah, so people understand how I work.
So Siobhan spends a session, well, our session was about trying to connect deeper to your inner self, and I decided that I wanted to focus on my inner child. Now, this sounds can sound a bit wild, but I can tell you I'm proof that it does work. I spend time with my inner child, giving the inner self time, and then through that you can work out where your challenges are in your life, the issues that you face, and you'd learn how to calm your body down and become more content, which affects everything, your skin.
I'm just listening to the two of you. You took stress out of your life. That's what you're doing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it took a lot of stress out of my life.
Listen, I had to thank you both for joining me. Siobhan, how can people contact you? Don't give out phone numbers, but you can give a website.
Yeah. I have a website, fertilitytreatment.ie, if anyone wants to look up that, and hopefully I can help.
Our video, myself and Gavin's video, is on Siobhan Kehoe Fertility's YouTube channel.
Life is good.
Life is very good, yeah. Thank you very much.
Lovely story on a Monday morning. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, Alan, for the opportunity.
Thank you both for joining me in studio. Appreciate it. Wish you well for the future.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.